So we left off at Berachas Hachama. Says Halacha of Reivam Hadzmach, which says Machalik Spaskim, if it's a question of Reivam Hadzmach or Zrizin, which one do we prefer? So that's a question. Now, from when can you make this bracha? So the Shami and Brachas is Mashma. As soon as you see it and you have a spilus, then you should make the bracha. I mean, let's say in the morning. And it's Mashma Rashi that already at night it's possible to make the bracha, but you have to see it. I mean, that this man really starts lull the night of Wednesday. Netzachama is before this man, yeah? And this man is a few minutes after Netzachama. The Shulchan Aruch of the Reish Chof Pesach Beis brings down over there. You take a look over there, and then the Shaar Tshuva says that if should I daven first and then make the bracha, or should I first make the bracha? The Shaar Tshuva talks about that, and the Chida seems to say that it's better to do b'yichidus and earlier, but many achareinim achaylik on this. The minig olam is to wait until after shachris, as the dam vasikin, then after is the dam shachris, because it's better reason. Meaning that we have a question of tada sheinei tada, which is learned from pasik against reason. Now, for sure, someone needs to see it. They need to see it before you make the bracha. Okay, now, let's say you get to shul and everyone's making the Berachas Hachama because they davened already. After the Berachas Hachama, you didn't daven yet. You didn't daven in a later minyan. So what should you do? So then, of course, you should say with them, since right now it's a mitzvah mufcheres. So then you say right now. It overrides the tadr shede tadr. What do you need to see? What do you need to see of the sun? Right, do I need to see the ball of the sun, or it's enough to see the rays of the sun? What do I need to see? Right, let's say part of it is hidden. A building's blocking it, or there are branches in front of it. So, l'chatchila v'adi, you should see the whole sun. However, there's machlokes apaiskim if there's clouds. And it's very negev, because sometimes there could be clouds. Shai Tshuva, a nice base, brings down from the Panim Iris. You don't need to see the ball. It's enough just to see the Or Hashemesh, the rays coming from the sun. According to that, even if there's clouds, but if you see the Or from the Shemesh, that's enough. However, Reif Paiske Bachel, Dagom Revava, Chachma Shleima, Chuvus Chlam Sefer, in the beginning of Simen Nun Vav, they all, you need to see the sun itself. And the Chachma Shleima brings a Raya from the Gemara, where it says a Raya Chama. Don't say a Raya Or Chama. Shai Tshuva answers that up, but that's the meaning, to wait until you see the sun itself. But if, let's say, part of the sun is covered, or there's a thin cloud in front of it, so then that gets involved in a different question of that it says a roya. You don't need a stockless. Roya is even a slight seeing. Stockless is like a deepest, more of a staring and being able to be misbehaved and see it clearer. So the Bach and Simon Ayin Hay and the Shbru over there in the Igris Moshe, they're both masbe, that mistakless is like being misbehaved. Riyah is just, you see where it is misbehaved. So over here where the Lashon of the Gemara of the Mishnah is Haroye, so it's a din Riyah, you don't need stockless. So as long as I can see the sun, Even if there's like a thin layer of a cloud in front of it, but I can see the sun through it, that'll be enough. The Chassam Sefer brings down that in the year Tavkuf Mem Hei, he stood next to his Rebbe Reb Nosson Adler, and it was a cloudy day. Hayyema Unam v'Rabu v'Rabbi Beirach, and his Rebbe made the bracha. Kimshar Yachal Lirois Kado Hashem Shadei Anonim, because he was able to see it through the Anonim. Well, the mice, you're able to see it, but if there's a thick cloud or like branches of a building blocking it, we don't even have a re'i over there, that's a problem. Okay, now the chayre, as soon as I see the sun, I'm chayving the bracha. So if I'm on my way to the shul, I see the sun, and I have already spied us. So therefore, Tzvi Pesach writes that one should try not to see the sun, and if you do see it, then it's not a problem. L'chatchila, one should make the bracha. They do for when they see it, just like we find by lightning. There are different mizmorim that are said before the bracha. The Mishmur brings them shenach some seifa, and again the best thing is to go out to say the mizmorim, not to look at the sun. And then if you finish those mizmorim and you're ready to say the bracha, so then you should then you look at the sun before that. The Yavitz, again, we spoke to the Yavitz out, that the Yavitz holds that Bechas HaShevach needs to be standing, Prima Godz Mesupik, and therefore, and Rav Achrem hold you don't need to stand. However, again, Lechat Chila, it would make sense to stand. That's cover for the mitzvah. Yerushalayim, the minigus, to go out with talis and tefillin, to wear begadim shel kavod, dress nicely. There's no shechiyanu. And fine, okay, so we're stopping. I'm sorry that I came late. Tomorrow we'll go on to the next halacha.